Talking about the importance of showing up, and you know, last Saturday at St. Mark's United Church in Thurlow, Julie, you had your father Jeff's celebration of life, and it was remarkable. It really was, to see how many people came out. Childhood friendships that your dad and mom went to school with back in the day in Thurlow that showed up, you know, to be there for your mom and the family and show respect for your father. And that truly means showing up.
Yeah, and it really does. And some of them, even with health issues, were showing up and being there. And that's what really brought it up for me. People show up even when it's hard for them, even when it's not easy. They have people drive them. They come just to be supportive.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, when I talked about this, it wasn't just reflecting on what other people do, you know, for me or for us. It's about reflecting on how I show up, how we show up, because I think there's times when, you know, all of us should have shown up for someone, and but perhaps we perceive that they didn't need the support, or that we would be overstepping in some way, or that it just wouldn't be appropriate for us to be there. But that's not the case. When it comes to support, really, there's never too much support. Support is always a good thing. So even if it means that you reach out to someone, you check in with them, ask, how can I support you? I know that this is a hard time. But remember, support isn't just about grand gesture things like showing up on big days, important days. Support is an all-time thing where it's, you know, you show up for people just caring about them.
Yeah.
You know, like what's going on in your life? I care about what's happening with you. That's about showing up, and that's reciprocity in friendship, and that's what makes relationships deep and meaningful.
Show up. That's important, and that's today's topic with Dr. Julie Galthorpe. Just want to go back to last Saturday. We talked about some of your mom and dad's friends showing up, and there were two ladies, but I understand there was two sisters, the main sisters from the Tweed area.
Right, yes.
And then there was a Teresa Cassidy, I believe, also from the Tweed area.
Yes, that's correct, yeah.
But I believe it was Monica. It's either Monica or sister. What's the sister's name? Selena or
Cecilia.
Like, they made my day. It was the first time I met them. And my daughter, Taylor, knows one of the grandkids. And his name is Cam. But his grandmother was there. And what the grandmother said to me about something, first time I met this individual. At an emotional time, right?
Right, absolutely.
A celebration of life. Mm-hmm. I left feeling, well, that was such a beautiful ceremony, and meeting somebody to say something about your family meant the world to me because it was authentic.
Yeah, and that is really what emotional intelligence is. You know, it's not something that was taught over, oh, we're going to teach you to be emotionally intelligent decades ago.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
But because there was a lot of practice that went into it, and how do you engage with people in a way that matters, you know, you don't just make someone your audience when you're talking with them. Instead, it's about tuning into what they're telling you so that the conversation flows back and forth and both of you are benefiting from that conversation. You know, simply even in workplaces, you know, there's been a decline in this connection and this showing up for one another. So there's these forced team meetings. And then if you make them that they are just open team meetings and come if you like, many people don't show up. But the one thing to remember when we're talking about the importance of showing up, if you don't show up for someone, other people will. So you have to think about, what message am I sending to these people that I'm saying I value in my life? If I say I value you, Sean, or I value you, Miriam, but then every time you ask me to do something or you're going through something, I don't even check in with you, I don't show up, what's the message that I'm giving you?
Yeah, you don't care.
That's right.
Exactly.
And so it's important with our actions that it's not just we intend to be there for others, but we take action on that and simply show up.
Galthorpe on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. Thank you for coming in. Good luck with your conference, whatever you're attending tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
And where can people track you down?
Feel free to look us up at Galthorpe Therapists or follow us on social media at Dr. Julie Galthorpe, RSW.